Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think we could call him a TV GOAT, greatest of all time. Congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations to our beloved friend, Don Elhart. Guinness World Record officially updated his record as of late yesterday. The longest career as a television news broadcaster, which now stands at 58 years and one day.
Wow.
58 years and one day. So I don't know. Someone would have to work 58 years in 2 days to beat his record in the Guinness World Book of Record. But of course, our dear friend retired from Channel 13 back in June. And every once in a while, he'll still return back for some special projects. You see him around town as well. So he's not sitting at home knitting.
No.
He is not. But he is right now in the Guinness World Book of Records. I wonder, are there any other world record holders here in Rochester?
Because
I would be interested.
Yeah.
There's underneath him is the oldest plumber, the oldest journalist, the oldest conductor. I mean, there's all sorts of options. We got to have some, you know.
Let us know if you know of someone. Maybe it's a family friend or relative.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's a coworker that's in the Guinness Book of World Records from Rochester. Please let us know. 585-252-WBE. TJ, your mom is a flight risk. What's going on here? What is this all about?
Well, yesterday when I was in back-to-back meetings, my phone was blowing up. And I finally, by the fourth time, I was like, oh my gosh, it's Mama J. Guys, I'm so sorry. You know, I never know with her health if she's okay. I go, I got to check on her. I'll be right back. I call her. She's like, thank God you called me back. I'm at the post office. I'm trying to get a passport.
A passport.
And I go, whoa, whoa, whoa. What? She goes, I got to update my passport. And these guys are being a little bit rude. And so I need you to talk to them and let them know that I got to get in here before May and get a passport. And I was like, wait, whoa, back it up. What are you doing? I mean, so at this point, her frustration's at a 10. I don't even know what's going on or why she's there demanding a passport.
Where is she trying to go?
That's what I said. I go, Ma, where are you going? And she goes, well, I got to go see my boys. And I go, what do you mean your boys? She goes, Il Volo is coming to Canada and your sister got me tickets.
Who?
Il Volo. Get this.
What is that?
Stay with me here.
Okay.
This is what life with Mama J's like. Il Volo are three Italian opera singers that sing pop opera. Operatic pop, it's called, okay? My mom loves these guys. They don't sing barely any English. They don't speak English. And they're mostly all over Europe. But when they've come here, she catches them every time. It's like her favorite thing is this Il Volo.
Let me guess. They're really good-looking Italian guys.
Well, they're very young.
Uh-huh.
But yes, they're very attractive Italian guys. But they're coming to Canada.
Okay.
So in her mind, I can't go see Il Volo because my passport's expired. I was like, wait a minute, Ma. Step outside for a minute. You don't need a passport to go to Canada. I go, all you need is a real ID. I don't know what you're talking about. So help me God, if I miss Il Volo, because you're telling me the wrong information. So I go, look, we're going to get online. We're going to get you applied for a real ID.
Yeah.
Get you an updated. I go, all you need is an updated license with the real ID to go to Canada. Doesn't believe me. And I'm like, we'll do this just in case, because you can't get a passport until May.
Mama J, she keeps it real. I got to see my boys. Need that?
I was like, I don't know what you're talking about right now. And why are your boys in Canada?
Exactly. That is Tyler Hubbard, of course. He loves getting out there motocrossing, water skiing, playing basketball. He's a very active guy. But as a Christmas tradition, he loves baking gingerbread cookies with his kids. That's his thing. Christmas Eve, tradition, baking cookies.
That's nice.
My kids did that for a while, but man, they messed up. and didn't clean up, and it was, the kitchen was a disaster.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You see on the movies, flour, icing everywhere. Yeah. The dogs are just sitting there like, yes, keep dropping things. We love this. And so I put up a rule. Hey, you got to clean up. Tradition stopped in our house. We're not baking anymore. We're not cleaning
up.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Yeah, my sister wants to have. I've never done that before. Mama Jay always made cookies and just kind of gave a plate to everybody of all different kinds of cookies. My sister was like, this year I want to have a cookie baking day. You want to come up for a cookie baking day? She lives in Buffalo. And I was like, I guess. Like, what else is it?
Is there drinks involved?
I mean, can we make this into something else? But she loves to bake. Mm. And I wish I had the joy of baking within me. I have a joy of eating the baked goods.
Uh-huh.
Don't get me wrong.
We know you are a sugarholic.
I will love me some baked goods.
You love your sweets.
But sitting there decorating, I don't know, it could be fun. Obviously, just hanging with my sister.
Are the kids coming too, or is it just you and your sister?
Yeah, we'll bring the kids.
Okay.
Right. But really, in the end, it's just, I'm sure they will all be on their devices by the end of the whole thing. And it'll just be her and I sitting there laughing at each other like we're the funniest people on the planet. Icing cookies.
But or you find the most creative cookie design,
uh-huh.
You know, the cookie cutters.
Okay.
And maybe they'll get excited about it.
And get it really going.
Like Liam, what do you think would be his exciting cookie?
Oh my gosh.
A video game console.
Right, I know. Something like a ninja or, yeah.
All right. How about you? What would excite you, get you more excited about the cookies?
Oh, I don't know. I'll do it, of course, but any part of baking, it just, I don't know. Doesn't excite me except for the eating it.
Okay.
Part there you of go. It.
The eating it. Let's make that part of the world's easiest contest for Megan Maroney tickets. Coming to CMAC next year. Tickets go on sale this Friday. But you can win them before you go buy them right now. We're talking about Tyler Hubbard, his tradition, making the gingerbread cookies with his kids. TJ's sister's trying to suck her in. But the only thing she's excited about, the baking of the cookies and making a tradition, is eating them. That's the answer. The world's easiest contest. We tell you the answer. 585-252-WBEE 252-9233. It's your B Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bowen, producer Hope. Hope's a little bit under the weather today. And it's like, better stay home and rest than spread the germs, because it's going around. There's like walking ammonia's going around. Keep washing your hands. Spray down the room. My new cologne is Lysol. I just spray from head to toe.
I see that. You've got like a can to your right and a can to your left.
I'm telling you, trying to kill all those germs. Good morning.
This is Kayla.
Hey, Kayla, where are you listening to be? What city in?
Right now I'm in Hilton.
All right, Hilton. You at work already or just getting coffee? What's going on?
I'm getting ready for work.
What do you do?
Right now I'm actually dog sitting, but I work at a law firm full time.
So everybody has a side hustle.
Yes.
Listen, I'm suing people, but I'm also walking dogs, right?
Exactly.
Dog sitting. Okay. Too cool. Do the dogs love you? Are you like one of those sitters, like, let's give you treats?
Yes, that is me.
And the person comes home, they're like, we had a whole box. Where are they?
Well, exactly.
They were hungry.
They were so good. Yeah. I had to.
Oh, too cool. Well, thanks for waking up at the B Morning Coffee Club. Call number 19, the world's easiest contest. So I've done the tradition of cookies Christmas Eve. Tyler Hubbard has. We're talking about it. And now TJ's sister's trying to suck her into, come on, let's have a big baking cooking day. But she's only excited about what?
Eating them, of course.
Yeah.
I'm in as long as I can eat.
Yes, me too.
Oh, good. I'm glad we're on the same page there, Kayla. Congratulations. You got
Thank
a pair
you.
Of tickets. You, my friend,
are
going to go see Megan Maroney at CMAC. The show is in June. This is courtesy of Bowery Presents. Tickets don't even go on sale until this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. So you just won them before anybody can even buy them.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Who do you think you're going to take with you?
I'm going to make my boyfriend go.
Okay.
I love the way you phrase that.
Yeah. Honey, you're going.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, enjoy, and tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
92.5 WBEE. I love the B Morning Coffee Club. You guys just make me laugh, and I feel like you guys are my friends.
We are. We're like Facebook through your speakers.
Yes.
We're your friends.
I look forward to it every morning.